Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The U.S. Marketer-in-Chief, U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker, arrives in Cuba this week. She will observe the aggressive construction of new hotels and tourist attractions financed by French hotel interests and Chinese construction companies. Trade currently off limits to U.S. companies, including Pritzker's family-owned Hyatt hotel chain, under the Cold War embargo still in place. Pritzker's role as a booster of U.S. businesses is constrained by the embargo and also by Cuba's own cautious opening to the U.S. and its fear of being overwhelmed by its neighbor to the north. Born in Havana, Carlos Gutierrez served as U.S. Secretary of Commerce from 2005 to 2009 under President George W. Bush, when trade sanctions were the centerpiece of U.S. policy. But Gutierrez says the time for talking trade with Havana is now.
I was part of an administration that had a totally different policy towards Cuba. It wasn't a policy that sought normalization. However, I agree with President Obama's policy. I think the time is right. I think that for once, both sides have a common interest, a mutual interest. The fact that today Secretary Pritzker is in Havana is another indication that this time it's different. This time there is real will on both sides to start this journey toward normalization.
You had extraordinary management credentials before you began your service in the Bush administration, both with Kellogg and with Citibank, et cetera. But Secretary Pritzker is in an unusual situation in that she is, you know, represents a pretty huge fortune on her own. And yeah. I'm wondering if the Cubans look at her government credentials or look at her bank statements in terms of what she can do for them.
Well, you know, I think that both sides have understood that we're talking about two different cultures and two different economies. But, you know, if it weren't for the embargo, maybe the secretary would be thinking about doing business in Cuba and the tourism industry. Part of the problem today in Cuba is that, you know, the French are building a 5-star hotel. The Chinese are building a 5-star hotel. But you don't hear about Four Seasons or Hyatt or Marriott or anyone else. So I'm sure that will ring a bell with the secretary, but her mission is a lot broader. This is the first time I can remember a Secretary of Commerce being in Havana, especially after 1959. So her mission is one of moving the ball forward, making sure that as we are thinking about regulations, the Cubans are thinking about those same regulations as well. And even though the embargo's in place, that we can do as much as we can to help the Cuban people while the embargo is still in place.
Would you say that the American business community is impatient for the embargo to be over and to get into the business of competing with the French and the Chinese in a place that had enormous business partnerships between the U.S. and Cuba pre-Castro?
Yes. Yes, I don't know if you can say all businesses, but I would say the majority of businesses are frustrated with the embargo. They're seeing European competitors have a foothold in the marketplace. They're building their brands, and we can't do the same. And it's interesting that as of December 17th, when the announcement was made between the two presidents to seek a normalization, European investment stepped up because they don't want to fall behind U.S. investors. So right now there's a real competition to see who gets in. Even American companies don't want to be the second or the third in. So right now there is, I would say, quite a bit of frustration in the business community.
Given the proximity of the U.S. to Cuba and the long tradition that you've alluded to, what is the biggest ace that the U.S. can play in offering economic opportunity to Cuba, regardless of whether we're behind the curve or competing favorably given the problems of the embargo?
Yeah, you know, up until recently, maybe 10 years ago, there was really no commerce in Cuba. Today, you see it. You see the change. And there are restaurants, there are artists selling art, people selling and buying homes. I mean, it is truly the beginning of an economic opening. And U.S. businesses can help. They can help in training. They can help in best practices. But, you know, above all, they can help to restore the economy of the island. And because it's 90 miles away, exports can be flowing back and forth. So, you know, it's absolutely key. It's very different to have your main investors be 90 miles away than have them be in Europe or in Asia.
Without betraying any confidences and as diplomatically as you can you describe a lunch or a meeting that you've had with a Cuban entrepreneur who talks the talk very, very differently from what we've understood historically, and that
sure.
If that becomes public, we will see a real change business-wise?
Well, you know, I actually visited a co-op, which is the new form of businesses that they have in Cuba. And that's the one thing that really struck me the most. It used to be a state-run firm, and they turned it over to the employees. The employees elect the board, and it's done very democratically. It's a textile factory. But the key thing is that the people are making three times as much as they were when it was a state-run firm. And at the end of the year, they get profit sharing. So, it, you know, that is an example of a model that I hope they're going to roll out. But in addition to that, I visited someone's home who was selling his house and showed me around his remodeled bedroom and bathroom and everything he's done to the house. I mean, that was unheard of 10, 15 years ago. You talk to taxi drivers who now have their own license to be a private taxi driver. Before, they were all employees of the state. So everywhere you look, you see that type of change, stores, barbershops, beauty salons, things that weren't there before sprouting all over, at least Havana, what I saw in Havana. And I think that's extremely positive.
Carlos Gutierrez served as U.S. Secretary of Commerce from 2005 to 2009 under President George W. Bush. He's currently a chair of the Albright Stonebridge Group in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.